B-Pod Studios.
Hour, Mike Misnelli Show. 3 o'clock hour brought to you by Corpolis Bakery and Deli. World famous tomato pie, which we don't have today. And hoagie party trays, everybody's good, which we also don't have. Andrew Salchunas is producing the show today. Tyrone off today. Natalie's with us. The Temple University duo.
And here we are.
A little presidential trivia about this issue of the players. Andrew's all upset that there are all these free agents out there that don't have jobs. And he's afraid the families have to get settled, the animal crackers have to get stacked in the shelves.
Their dogs have to get comfortable with their backyards.
The eggs and milk have to be in the refrigerator. I can see all these hardships that these families endure setting up in a new town.
You got to find their local Acme's.
You know this Jeff Passan guy, right?
Yeah,
you
booked Passan. Yeah.
Passan. You booked him on the show,
yes.
Right?
Yeah.
All right. He just sent out something here.
Yeah, I saw it.
There's a narrative out there that there are more than 100 jobless free agents. This is not true. A liberal accounting of the so-called XX free agents, ones who have 6 years of service, counts about 50. Of those 50, about half are major league caliber players. So, say 25 free agents are out there.
I would still count the 50.
Not signed
because they're going to be able to compete for opening day rosters. So let's go 50 instead of 100.
All right. But what is the thing that's holding it up? I ask you, what is the thing that's holding up?
Well, they're waiting for the two biggest dominoes to fall.
Okay. So if those two dominoes were willing to sign at X price, everybody else would have a job. So what exactly are the grounds to strike about? As Adam Wainwright says, that he's worried about the players are going to walk out in midseason. Right. Like guys under contract making salary are going to walk out in midseason.
I think part of the problem is guys that have signed recently, that's why that number is going down, because there have been players that have signed recently, they just want to be on a team. Okay. At this point, they just want to be on a team, and what you have said, they're signing what the owners are offering them.
Uh-huh.
Now, they could probably get more once the two biggest dominoes fall. Mm-hmm. So when it comes down to it, it's Harper and Machado's fault. It's not Manfred's fault. People want to blame baseball.
Geez,
people want to blame
what you were saying earlier. You were saying, oh, my God, there's merits for a strike. They should strike.
Well, when it comes down to it, it's those two guys because they haven't signed yet. But once they sign, that's when the other guys will be able to get jobs, and that's when those other players will be able to get closer to what they want in terms of a price. Right now, teams don't want to give up that money because they want to see what that benchmark is when it comes to how much Harper makes, how much Machado makes. Not just money, but how much money per year, how many years. The recent Machado report is now 8 years to San Diego, when originally it was 10.
The message here, and it might not be fair or not, is that owners who control the purse strings don't want to pay X amount of money for a superstar anymore. They want the superstar. They want them on their terms. I don't know what's wrong with that, because they're running the risk of losing the guy and facing the wrath of their fan base if they're going to play that game. But they are clearly saying 10 years that didn't work before with the Albert Pujols thing. We want to stay away from that because, and there's the Ryan Howard contract. There's all that kind of stuff. We can't afford to do that. And they're entitled to that. I don't see why they're wrong about this. Why the players are the aggrieved party here.
Well, my problem with it is that we're 40 days away from opening day.
Okay.
40 days.
The Phillies have their starting lineup. Do we care about these other free agents? We don't care about them, do we?
Well, when you're looking at other teams that still have spots to fill.
Why do we care about other teams? Who cares?
Well, because I'm looking at baseball as a whole. When it comes to Phillies, you're right. They have their lineup set. As soon as they put in Bryce Harper, that starting nine's ready.
Everybody else has their lineup set. If they needed a position, they would go out. Like, Moustakas just signed with Milwaukee for 1 year. $10 million. That's what he got. So they finally decided, okay, we want to settle our position at third base. We did that. If these teams want to settle their positions, they'll do it. If they have their starting lineups, they don't care about these other guys. I don't know. This baseball thing makes me nuts. And I love baseball. You know I love baseball. But it's like, come on, man. You've been overpaid for years. And now they're saying, we've been made a mistake by overpaying. We're going to try to get some semblance of control over this. They're entitled. They write the checks.
Yeah, there are definitely players who have been overpaid. Remember that Tommy Hunter, the guy that's in the bullpen for the Phils?
Yeah.
He got $9 million a year, 2 years, $18 million. Exactly. That's overpaying a guy who has stunk throughout his entire career.
And the owners are saying, you know what, I've been overpaying these guys. I don't want to overpay them anymore.
Yeah, but there are guys who are better than Tommy Hunter who are still available. Like, why has Craig Kimbrell still not been signed?
Because he wants $20-plus million a year.
Okay, do you not think he deserves it?
If he wants $15 million, he'd be signed. He's setting his own limits. He's saying, I want $20-plus million. They're saying, you're not worth $20-plus million. Whose fault is that? It's Kimbrell's fault. He could easily sign for less. Let's go to Drew in Westchester. Drew, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Drew.
Hey, what's going on, Mike?
What's going on, Drew? What's going on?
Happy President's Day. Yeah, I'm good, man. So, yeah, about these players whose names I won't mention, kind of like Harry Potter, you know what I mean? You know, like, I got to ask you this question, Mike. Yeah. Do you think the longer this goes on, the more these guys get overhyped so that when they do finally sign with a team, you know, I'm hoping forbid, you know, if Harper does sign with the Phillies, it's that they're bringing so much of this hype that are they going to live up to this expectation once they do sign?
Well, I mean, that's at their own peril. I mean, they believe enough in their ability to know that they can, whoever signs them, they're going to get a great player. Like, I don't think that puts any extra pressure on them.
I think it puts a lot of pressure on them.
Well, listen, guys sign for that kind of money. You can put that tag on anybody who signs for that kind of money. There's going to be that pressure. But it's not going to deter them from asking for it. You know, it's like secondary. It's down the road. Down the list, I mean.
Yeah, no,
if Bryce Harper signs $30 million a year for seven, it's kind of the same pressure, isn't it? Then he would sign for 10?
I think it would be more pressure, you know, depending on, you know, that type of money. I'm not worried about the money.
What's the solution? Do you take less money because you don't want the pressure?
No, I just think they should have had something done sooner than as far as pushing this out as long as it's gone. I think they're doing the absolute right thing. Really? Okay.
Yep. And the agent's doing the right thing. They're trying to get as much money for their client as possible. They know somebody's going to fold, and if no one folds, they take less. They have nothing to lose right now. The agent with these players.
All right, I'm Villanova grad. I want to take
all right, Villanova versus Temple. I love it. All right, before the 12th Amendment was passed in 1804, how was the vice president determined? A, there were no official vice presidents before 1804. B, they were appointed by the president. C, the president and vice president were voted on separately. Or D, the presidential candidate receiving the second largest number of electoral votes was the vice president. What's the correct answer?
I'm going B.
B, appointed by the president. All right, Temple University?
That would be, I believe, D, second most votes, correct?
The president. You Villanova, you lost, brother.
Oh, wait a minute.
Presidential candidate, you're right. This is stunning. This is a stunning development. Now, which one of you two got that answer?
Yeah. Andrew got that.
Andrew?
Yes.
The presidential candidate receiving the second largest number of electoral votes. You knew that?
Yes. One of few things I knew.
That's impressive. Temple is up 5-0 on the audience, which is a total stone shocker.
I know, and we beat that Delco school.
You did. You beat the Delco school. Villanova. And just think how much more money Drew's parents paid than yours for that education.
And look, here we are.
And he came up small with the 12th Amendment question.
I didn't have clean streets at my school.
Man, I'll tell you what. Let's go to JT in the Northeast. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. JT.
JC. Mike, it's AC.
AC in the Northeast. What's up, AC?
Yo, I don't want either Harper or Machado. Bleep them, man. Bleep them. I don't care about them. If they want 10 years and they can't accept 7 for $800 million, I mean, geez, come on now.
Dude, you don't mean that. You don't mean that.
I do. I don't want them.
You're cutting off your nose to spite your face.
I don't want them, man. If they're going to cry over 3 years.
You want them.
No, I don't, really.
Well, then you don't want to win.
No, I do want to win.
You'd rather not win.
But you know what? 20 years ago, I would have been crying. I've been upset, you know? I've been, like, wanting them. Now, you know.
Wait, this macho attitude, this I don't need them, like, what's that get you?
No, it gets me. It gets me not winning a World Series, but you know what? I just don't like the players.
What's
it
get you?
Man.
What, satisfaction? Like, is that what gets you satisfaction? You'd rather not have Bryce Harper and Manny Machado?
I can live off 08 for another 10.
No, stop it, AC. Stop.
Eagles just won the Super Bowl.
Stop it.
For another 10.
Put that superstar in your lineup and then compete for something. What do you care how much they want?
I think we can compete without him, but I think we won't win it.
Well, there you go. With this guy, you can win it.
I know, but like I said, beat them because...
Come on, AC.
You know, look,
this is a fake macho attitude.
Years. He could rip his tours Achilles of Ryan Howard.
AC, what are you... It doesn't matter, AC. You got this attitude that you screw them? Well, guess what?
I don't want them.
The only person who loses is you.
Let me whip these Temple people.
All right, here we go. AC, we need a correct answer.
Where'd he get one?
Which U.S. president signed the treaty to purchase Alaska from Russia? Was it James Buchanan, Ulysses S. Grant, Andrew Johnson, or Andrew Jackson?
I think it was Andrew Johnson.
Andrew Johnson is your answer. All right, so we'll go into the Temple people. Temple people, he said Andrew Johnson. You can match that or you can go with somebody else.
Natalie, I'm giving this one to you. I got the last one, so how about you get this one?
I actually was thinking Johnson, too, but I can't have the same answer, right?
You can. You get a point if it's the correct answer.
Go with your gut, Nat.
I don't know.
Time is up.
All right.
James Buchanan, Ulysses S. Grant, Andrew Johnson, or Andrew Jackson, Natalie?
I'm going Johnson as
well. You're going Andrew Johnson? They're both correct. Oh, my God. The audience does score a point, but Temple keeps rolling strong here. 6-1 is the tally. Andrew Johnson.
Good job, Nat.
Are you going to reevaluate your stance on Temple now?
The only thing he did, Andrew Johnson, as president of the United States.
Get Alaska?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I can't think of anything else he did. All right. If at the end of this show, I might.
You might concede?
I might concede.
Wonderful.
Temple U is doing a pretty good job. They were educated pretty well. But see, this is all, I don't know. I don't know, like who's contributing more in there?
We're pretty equal.
Yeah, pretty equal.
I mean, overall, okay. I'm sure it's going to end up being Natalie. I'll be honest.
I thought the audience could gain something on that last question, and you pulled Andrew Johnson out of your ear.
But he was my, and then you heard Andrew say, "Go with your gut."
Uh-huh.
See, I'm naturally bad at multiple choice.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I second guess.
Uh-huh.
So, but without Andrew in here.
Okay.
He said, go with your gut, and I was right.
It's
teamwork.
All right, John in Philadelphia. John, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. John.
How you doing, Mike?
What's up, Johnny?
Man, talk hockey, then real quick.
Sure.
Switch over to baseball.
Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah, getting to the Flyers.
Mm-hmm.
They have, I think, 23 games left.
Mm-hmm.
So they're still in it. I know what you mean. They're not guaranteed a spot, but they're definitely not out. Because I think a few years back, and the LA Kings, they were like the eighth seed, which was what the Flyers would probably be, and they won the cup.
My point. If the Flyers were the eighth seed, I'd be more engaged. They're 6 points out of the eighth seed.
Yeah, but with 23 games to go. You know?
Well, but again, a lot of people think that, well, that's not many points, but the teams ahead of them have to lose.
Oh, I know. I understand that.
So, like it's not playing a vacuum here. While the Flyers are winning, the other teams have to lose, and that's hard to make up those kind of points.
Wait, tomorrow night, that's a big game, and chances are they may not beat that team, because
mm-hmm.
that team most likely is going to go to the Cup, maybe win the Cup.
Right.
That hasn't been done since Detroit, where the team with the most points,
uh-huh.
the season's not over, won the Cup. But I'm not going to argue over hockey. I think hockey has its fan base.
Yeah, it does. It's great the way the Flyers are playing. It really is. They've turned it around completely.
Can I switch over to baseball real quick?
Sure, absolutely. Go ahead.
Okay, talking about them too, right? In reference to that contract,
mm-hmm.
I one gentleman, I think a caller or two in front of me said, I hope we don't get either one. I said, man, I hope we get both. And
spiteful attitude gets you nowhere. They're showing us up. I don't want them. Well, you're only going to lose if you don't get them. So.
Yeah, I don't look at it. Once we have them signed, I don't look at the guy, what he makes a year.
Mm.
He plays whatever position, and let's win, you know?
I agree.
And hopefully, but I think it'll be resolved soon. And That's all I'm going to say.
All right. I mean, maybe it won't be resolved for a couple weeks. I know. Who knows when it's going to be resolved. All right. It's time for the president's trivia.
Sounds good.
All right. Who was the first president to appear on television? Was it A, FDR, B, JFK, C, Harry S. Truman, or D, Dwight D. Eisenhower?
That's a great one.
First president to appear on television.
I'd say FDR radio, maybe Kennedy. I'm the one stick with the initial. I'll say FDR.
You're going to say FDR. All right, Temple people?
We're going FDR as well.
You're going FDR as well?
And I believe they shot Waste Up on purpose because they didn't want to show that he was in his wheelchair.
Yep, they never showed his full body.
Michael?
Both are correct. Temple gets another point. The audience gets a point. It was FDR. April 30th, 1939, at the opening ceremonies for the World's Fair.
A man went from fireside chats to television.
It was not a press conference of any sort. He was shot on television at the World's Fair.
But they purposely shot him waist up, correct?
I don't know.
Later, or that was at least later on.
Yeah. I know they did because they didn't want to show the polio.
That is impressive because I thought you'd say John F. Kennedy.
No, timing-wise, if you think about when TV was invented,
yeah,
JFK was, the 60s.
Yeah.
So TV was around before that.
Mm-hmm.
I Love Lucy was on in the 50s. Hello?
I just thought you were going to say JFK. I don't know why. All right, let's go.
Four terms, you got to be on at least once.
Byron in the Bahamas. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Bahamas!
Hey.
Byron!
Hey, Mike. How you doing, man?
What's going on in the Bahamas today, brother?
Oh, it's nice and sunny over here, bro.
I'll bet you it is. Whereabouts in the Bahamas are you?
I'm in Nassau.
Oh, you're in Nassau. Okay.
Yes, sir.
I like the Bahamas.
I'm
going
to talk Sixers talk.
Go ahead, Byron.
First of all, I think Elton Brown is going to be running up for GM of the Year.
Yes, I think you're right.
But I think he also made a mistake. I think he gave up with Markelle Fultz too quick, man.
You thought he gave up Fultz too quickly? Nah, I don't know about that. I think they had to cut ties with him.
Yeah, because what Sixers really need is a big guy who can defend and who can score also.
We'll see. We'll see if he can do any of that stuff. Now, he still has a long way to go before we can say he's an accomplished NBA player. Maybe he doesn't even get it. You never know, Byron. You got to wait.
Yeah, I understand.
Hey, Byron, are you a native of the Bahamas?
Oh yeah, man.
Well, how'd you come across our show?
I watch it every day, home, man.
you watch the show in the Bahamas?
I'm a big Philadelphia fan. Eagles, Sixers, Phillies.
Really? Now, how'd you get to be a Philadelphia fan?
As a little kid growing up, my parents said they were Lakers fans. And the Sixers came with Dr. J.
Uh-huh.
Moses Malone.
Oh, look at you, Byron.
Yeah.
Look at that. I love it. I love it. You're watching us in the Bahamas.
Oh, yeah. I do that every day when I'm off. I just sit back, relax, and watch the
That's awesome. What's the temperature today down there?
The temperature? I'm not sure, but I think it's in the 80s.
What up?
It's in the 80s, huh? It's a little cold and windy here. It's just a little less here. Hey, Byron, you want to do presidential trivia?
Oh, I'll give it a shot.
All right. Who was the first U.S. president to be impeached? Was it Andrew Johnson? Richard Nixon? Bill Clinton or Calvin Coolidge?
I think I'll take a shot at B, Richard.
Richard Nixon. All right, Richard Nixon. Temple, you? What do you got?
I'm going, we're going Johnson.
You're going Andrew Johnson?
Andrew Johnson.
That is correct. Andrew Johnson.
Not only known for Alaska.
For high crimes and misdemeanors. He was impeached.
My man let that power go to his head.
Stunning. I never thought you'd get that one.
What's the score there, Mr. Missinelli?
8-2. 8-2. A stunning upset. This is maybe like Buster Douglas, Mike Tyson.
Well, you know.
Right here.
You should have went Temple.
Outright.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to Jim in Ellsberg. Jim, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Jim.
Yeah, that had been one of the most boring sports weekends, but I'm excited about the Sixers. They never had as much talent as they have now. I just hope the coach comes through and learns how to use them.
Well, I think that you're right on the button. I think that the spotlight is on him to deliver now.
Yeah, I don't think if he don't get it to the finals, I don't think he'll be here next year. I don't think he deserves to be anyway.
Yeah, you could be right. We'll see. We'll see how they play. We'll see if they go to a 7 games like in the Eastern Finals and they lose because they don't have home court, that's going to save his job.
Yeah, that's true. I guess that's pretty far, but I still think everybody wants him to get the Golden State at least go 5 games or so with them.
No, but I get you. If they lose like say in 5 in the Eastern Conference Finals. Then he probably has to make a change.
Yeah, I don't think they have a chance at getting right. Villanova will give him anything to keep him there. They ain't giving him up for nothing. Not the notoriety he brought that school.
But they can't pay what the NBA can pay.
Yeah, that's true, too. Money talks,
yes,
I
it
guess.
Does. It talks
a
lot.
We don't request it for you. Why don't they pull a pin out when they golf? I was really bored this weekend going through the channels. Yes,
it's a new rule that you can keep the pin in.
That's all right. That's good. I didn't know that. All right, thanks, buddy. I appreciate it.
All right, buddy. You got it. All right. Yes, the golf. I watched a lot of golf this weekend. I did absolutely nothing this weekend and loved it.
Same.
I sat around like a toad.
Mm-hmm. I did the same thing. Did it was it? Wonderful. Yeah.
Yeah. I went out of my house one time. I went to the farmer's market, bought myself a steak.
What kind of steak?
It was a U.S. prime strip.
See, I too made steaks over the weekend. Yeah, and I accidentally overcooked them, and they were ruined.
Really?
Yeah, I was
How'd
so upset.
You accidentally overcooked steak.
I sliced it in the middle. Uh-huh. I was making New York strip,
uh-huh.
and just to test it. And I thought I need another minute or so, and uh-huh. then I let it go for like a minute or two longer because I got distracted. And then when I went back, it was too late.
I'm
very hard on myself when I overcook steak.
I see that.
I had Salisbury steak from my Hunger Man box.
Salisbury steak.
Did yours come out well?
My steak came out perfect. Yeah.
I got a
cast iron grill pan. So I sear it.
And then do you put it?
A real high heat on both sides. And then I put it in the oven at 275 just for like a little bit.
I know. That's what I should have done.
And then I get a little deglaze, a little red wine deglaze on the cast iron pan. And get a little wine sauce action.
I was paying attention to my caramelized onions and mushrooms.
Yeah, all right. That's a good dish. 610-632-0975. Anyway, I love the all-star stuff. And we're on the other side. We're going to talk about it because Andrew hates it. It's the Mike Mussinelli Show. It's right here on 97.5 The Fanatic, NBC Sports Philly.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Which means it's time for a Twitter poll update brought to us by Paul B. Moyer and Sons. Oh, the baseball players that aren't signed. It's such a terrible thing. My God. It's like they're hammering a rock pile and they have chains around their ankles. All right, go ahead, Natalie.
Well, Mike, of over 2,200 voters who answered the poll, do you feel for the free agents being held up by Bryce Harper and Manny Machado? 52% think it's yes, that it's not fair. They feel for them. 48% say no, it's business.
Right. Those poor backup infielders. Where are they going to go to make $5 million?
Hey, every team needs an Eric Bruntley, okay?
Where else are they going to go? Target, next stop, fellas. Jesus. This is so silly. All right. I love everything about the All-Star Games. I love the skills competition. I love the game itself.
I love everything about it. I love the NHL part, skills competition. I like the skills competition in the NHL better than the actual game. But I love the NBA's game. I love the high wire acts. I love the alley-oops. I love the bouncing the ball and palming and dunking on an alley-oop situation. And I watched every second of that game, and I was totally entertained. Andrew, you didn't even know it was on until 9:30 you flipped it on.
Yeah. Now, when you now, say...
How is that possible?
When you say, I hate it, that's not necessarily true, but... It was not marked in my calendar yesterday. It was not, hey, 8 o'clock, got to put on, what was it, on TNT? Uh-huh. I guess that was the channel I was on yesterday.
Yep.
I didn't need to turn on TNT at 8 o'clock.
Why not?
To me, it's
breathtaking poetry.
It's incredible.
It's ballet.
No, it's incredible. It's the best of the best playing. But at the same time, I'm sitting here saying, all right, this game is not necessarily meaningful.
Well, the game wasn't meaningful. The exhibition of it was.
Right. And it's incredible watching Steph throw a bounce pass alley-oop to Giannis. It's awesome.
That's the value of it.
But then I watched the highlights this morning. I said, wow, that was really cool.
But every play was a highlight.
Yeah, but when I woke up this morning and I watched the highlights, I wasn't saying, damn, I missed that last night.
I tell you what, I love it. And I love the skills. I couldn't tear myself away from the skills competition. I watched the game with the second-year players, the world versus the USA, the second-year players and the rookies. I watched the skills competition. I watched the slam dunk.
Slam dunk contest is starting to come back a little bit, huh?
Three-point shooting contest was fantastic. They had three guys that get 25 or more. And Joe Harris wins it.
Good for Joe.
Throw a bone to the white man.
Good for Joe Harris.
The white man shooter prevailed.
Listen, last night seemed like it was a great time, but because I missed it, I didn't lose any sleep. I'm not going to lose sleep tonight. I'm not going to try to find a way to rewatch it tonight. I saw the highlights. I thought it was great. It's cool, but I don't have to watch an entire two and a half hour game.
I did not miss 1 minute as I was sitting like a toad on my lounge chair.
Were you eating a steak watching the All-Star game? When was the steak?
The steak was before the actual festivities began on Saturday.
Oh, so then you sat back.
Yeah, I had to pay attention to my steak. You know, I had a little baked potato next to it. And a little salad.
Gave it full attention?
Full attention. It's the USDA Prime.
Do you have just music in the background?
It's different than a choice. Your choice is Prime.
Were you eating in silence? Like, what do you mean by paying attention?
I don't think I had anything on the TV at the time. I was paying attention solely to my steak. Then this
had your undivided attention. Steak,
my undivided attention, so I could enjoy every bite of it.
Did you give Shima any?
Shima had a little. Yeah, she did. Yeah, she did.
Wouldn't you consider that wasting the steak if you give it to the doll?
I gave her. I trimmed a little of it. Like it had a little nice ring of fat.
Fat.
Okay, the fat.
I didn't give her the fat. I gave her. I made sure that it had some meat on it. I gave it to her.
So you gave her some of this great steak
and prime steak. $22 steak.
She doesn't know which steak is good steak and bad steak. Come on.
I was happy to be eating the steak. So
as much as you paid attention to the steak, you wasted a little bit of it.
Listen, do you know anybody that can turn down a dog looking up at you like this?
I got the dog. I'm not going to give her my steak.
Dog, listen, how about you like this? Like, please, please, please.
I can't.
I can't either.
I can't.
It's painful.
I'm a strong man. I look at my dog in the eyes and I say, no.
You really?
And then she looks at me. She's not happy.
No, I share my meals.
You're going to have one of those nice disciplined dogs while Mike and I are owned by our dogs.
Dog actually eats, like if I put the piece of steak on the edge of the fork and it's dangled, she'll take it delicately.
Uh-huh.
Like off the end of the fork. Well, without touching the fork.
She's distinguished.
Yes.
Very polite.
All right, let's go to Vince in Newark. Vince, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Vince.
Yeah, how you doing? I'm calling about the notion that on these free agents that we're going to hire, spend 10 years and $300 million.
Yep.
Hello?
Yeah, we got you, Vince.
Hello,
go ahead,
buddy. With regard to Harper, you know, I have concerns about his offense, basically hitting less than 250 in two of the last 3 years. But then I started looking at his defense. He had one outfield assist last year. Then I started looking at it and then went and going into some of the analytics. Well, I don't really do analytics. But he was minus 26 on defensive runs saved.
All right, so you don't think he's worth it?
I don't think you can field. I think you basically have Reese Hoskins in center field and right field.
No, you can't play Reese. He couldn't even play left field. You can't put him in right field. That's the most important position.
Yeah, no, no, I think with Harper, you have Reese Hoskins in right field. And after the Santana Hoskins debacle last year that we had to tolerate.
No. Like, whatever the metrics say, he's a very good outfielder.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
I'm looking at the numbers.
But he's got a great arm, and he's...
No, he won assist last year.
Well, that doesn't mean he doesn't have a great arm. He had one assist.
Well, he might...
Maybe he may have an opportunity to throw anybody out. I don't know. He still has a great arm.
I don't... And the other part is they rank him... They rank them in difficult catches.
Mm-hmm. Vince, let's cut to the chase.
Yeah.
Do you want him or not?
No.
Okay.
I'll take Machado.
All right. Well, you'd rather have Machado than Harper. Okay. That's fair enough. But you gotta have one of them. Now, a left-handed slugger in your lineup means a lot. I know you're looking at the defensive metrics without looking at the offensive standpoint.
Yeah. You need a defensive player out there, too. I mean, we saw what happened last year.
You're making him out like he's a stiff. But he's a very good outfielder. He's not like... But your numbers, like, despite your numbers, he's considered a very good outfielder.
Yeah, in terms of his metrics, he's not a top five, top 10 fielding outfielder, but he's not hurting you. Like, Reese Hoskins hurt you in the outfield last year. Bryce Harper will not hurt you in right field.
No,
That's looking too deep into it.
It's looking way too deep into it, considering what he can do for this team if he's here. You don't worry about your defensive metrics and he only threw out one guy. I mean, I guarantee he'll throw out more guys next year. How's that? All right? If he's in right field, he'll throw out more than one guy. I can guarantee it. 610-632-0975. It's the Mike Mussinelli Show right here at 97.5 The Fanatic, NBC Sports Philly.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
All right, 344, Mike Mussinelli Show, 97.5, The Fanatic. All right, here's the case you're just tuning in here. We talk about the issues. I'm playing a little presidential tribute game on President's Day. The audience versus the Temple U duo of Andrew Salchan is producing today for Tyrone and Natalie Eganoff, also proud Temple grad. And Temple right now is up 8-2 on the audience, which is stunningly shocking to me.
I don't know.
I thought it would be a little closer. I'll give you guys the edge, but I don't know. Maybe the questions get a little more difficult. We'll see what happens.
We're the Warriors in here.
Yeah, I mean, you got a big lead now. Now, Giannis's team yesterday lost a big lead to LeBron.
That was yesterday?
Yeah, you didn't see it, obviously. Did you see the dunk contest?
Yes.
Did you see Hamadou Diallo?
Yeah, he jumped over Shaq.
Jumped over Shaq.
That was you know what? The slam dunk contest has gotten much better in recent years.
See, I disagree. Yeah, I think you got.
No, because they're much more athletic now.
But there were no names in it, and
yeah. But is that a problem?
It's a problem for me.
Okay. Yeah. Now I get it. You're used to MJ. You're used to Wilkins. I get that. You're used to the big names.
Hamadou Diallo against Dennis Smith Jr. didn't light me on fire. Now they both did nice dunks, but Dennis Smith Jr. missed about five dunks during the course of the whole thing. Like, you can't be missing dunks.
No, I'm just asking because I wasn't around. I remember I watched Michael Jordan play in a Wizards uniform. Is Michael Jordan jumping over Shaq?
He used Shaq. He levered Shaq, though. He had his left hand on his back and kind of like used that
very minimally
as a lever.
Minimally.
All right.
If you go back to when Aaron Gordon was in the slam dunk contest 2 years ago.
Yeah.
That was one. You could compare that.
Aaron Gordon was good in that.
Yeah, you could compare that, his performance, to one of the best all-star dunk contests.
Really?
Yeah, with Vince Carter and Michael Jordan. You can put it up there.
Hmm.
I'm not saying it's better, but you can put it up there.
I didn't put it up there.
You could.
Why J.J. Redick, why doesn't he compete in the three-point?
It's a good question.
Contest? Well, J.J., what's up?
Giannis actually tweeted that he's considering doing the slam dunk contest.
Well, he should. He, that's what I like to see, guys like that in it. All right, Dave in Holmesburg, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Dave.
Hi, Mike. How you doing, buddy?
What's going on, Dave? How you doing?
Listen, I think you had to bring up food sooner or later, but...
Well, I had to cook myself a good steak. You never ever in the mood for a good steak, you know?
Absolutely. I like my dog a lot of it, too.
I went to the Amish market to get that steak. You know what I'm saying?
$22, you deserve it.
That $22 prime steak there, bro. I feel like I'd treat myself.
You should. Yeah. You deserve it.
Thank you.
Phillies.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're building up the perfect team, and I definitely feel it's caused that they're getting Harper.
Uh-huh.
That's how I feel.
Well, listen, I hope you're right. Until they sign, I'm not fretting. I'm not worried about it anymore.
I feel more confident this week than I have last week. They're putting all the pieces in place. They're getting Harper.
Yeah, but see, if I'm Harper, if it takes me another month, I don't care. Because, really, because I don't need, what do I need spring training for?
Exactly.
I don't need
spring training. Number one, don't become a free agent and bitch about it.
Yeah, all right, I hear you.
Number two, Flyers, man. The Greens are playing. The one loss they had was a terrible loss against the Penguins.
Yeah, and that was a telling loss.
That was a telling loss. It's like the Sixers,
losing to teams ahead of them is a telling loss.
Exactly. The
Boston is a telling loss.
Absolutely.
All right, man. You ready for presidential trivia?
Yeah, but one thing, Mike. If I get it wrong, don't buzz me.
No buzzing. No buzzing, Andrew. People are complaining about the buzzer that you're hitting.
What?
All right, so.
Because I'm advantage.
Yeah, here's the question. Here's the question. Who was the only unanimously elected president by the Electoral College? Was it A, Ronald Reagan, B, George Washington, C, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, or D, John F. Kennedy?
Wow.
Unanimous Electoral College.
I'm going to go with Washington.
You're going George Washington. Temple troops?
Well, he didn't need a buzzer that time. Because George
Washington
is correct.
As well.
George Washington, you're both correct. All right, so Temple gets another point. It's 9-3. See, you're countering bucket for bucket. When a big lead, that's all you got to do. They score, you score.
Holding it down.
You match what they do, you hold the lead. No signs of relinquishing the lead. Franchise in Delaware, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Franchise?
Hi, Mike.
What's going on, man?
Thanks for taking my call. Mike, do you remember right at the beginning of Hot Stove, I called you up and you dismissed me when I said that the red Kool-Aid that's being spewed by both Klentak and owner Middleton was all about keeping the fan base happy, when in reality they're never really going to sign either Machado or Harper? Do you recall that? And you
I recall that. I thought you were wrong, and I still think you're wrong, but it could happen that way.
Well, I'll tell you what. I bet some DeCostanza hoagies to my best buddy, that neither would be signed. He said both would be signed by the Phillies. I took that bet.
I never said both would be signed by the Phillies.
Well, but he did. He did.
Oh, okay.
You're going to get neither. You're going to get neither.
Okay.
Because Middleton can talk all he wants about spending stupid, but in reality, he puts that Comcast dollar right in his pocket, and that's what's going to happen again.
Well, let me tell you, Franchise, if they don't get one of them, they're going to get blasted by yours truly.
And whoever
else is in this town that was going to blast
them. Here's the thing, Mike. I told you this before Hot Stove even started. And they spewed this red Kool-Aid. Oh, we're going to go out and meet him in Vegas. And now, we're going to sign
him. I said that was
$300 million. Washington offered him $300 million for 10 years. What? Stop. We're not that stupid. Washington offered $300 million for 10 years. Now, why would his agent, and you know who his agent is, why would his agent take the same deal that they passed up in Washington? Explain that to me.
Well, because Washington now can't sign him.
So there's
only one team left that can pay him $300
million. Oh, really? Yeah. Really? Only one team?
Yeah.
Really?
Well, if it's the Phillies, then it's the Phillies. I don't know who else would pay him that kind of money.
But who's throwing this propaganda out there that it's only the Phillies that are...
Well, I don't know who it is. All I can tell you is this, Franchise. If they don't sign one of them, then they're in the wrong. All right? They're letting their families down if they don't sign one of them.
But here's the thing. When Middleton says, I got all this stupid money to pay, why do you think they're in the wrong when in reality he wants nothing to do with it because he doesn't want that cash going out of his pocket?
Well, what makes you say something like that?
Like, why? Do you know him that way? You don't know him like that.
No, I don't.
All right,
I know
how do you make a statement like that?
My statement started back before Hot Stove even began, and I said to you, they're not going to sign.
Well, it's because you're a miserab. You got the miserab attitude. Ain't not going to say anything, I'll put it in his pocket. Well, you don't know John Middleton as a guy who's cheap. If he said he wants to spend stupid money, then he's going to spend stupid money. But if he doesn't, he's going to get ripped. If he comes up empty with this, because they're playing that game, he's going to get ripped. And his whole organization is going to get ripped for letting their fan base down. AJ in West Philly, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. AJ.
What's up, Mike?
What's going on, AJ?
Hey, listen, I got a trivia question for y'all since it's Honor of Black History Month. And I want to put the marbles on the line. I want to put it up a 5-point question if I could. And I want to give the question.
Well, what are you changing rules for? That's not what we're doing today. We're doing presidential trivia.
I know. I just had a trivia for you just to be fun.
What's your point first on the NBA All-Star game?
I want Andrew to go back and watch Allen Iverson's rookie game with Kobe, mm-hmm. Marbury, Abdul-Rahim. That game was crazy. That game will get you in the spirit of All-Star game.
Mm-hmm.
That game was the truth right there.
Yeah.
That's what got me fucked up.
To me, they're all the truth. I love them all.
Yeah,
I think the breathtaking athleticism.
Now, when I was watching the game, Embiid and Simmons are two flawed stars. They got flaws in their game that stood out. When you're playing with the best of the best, Embiid couldn't control the ball in the paint, and Simmons would come down past the ball and have no more action unless he was dunking. So I hope
it's an All-Star game. What do you expect? That doesn't mean anything.
Hey,
they don't have Simmons, the individual skills that Kevin Durant has. That doesn't mean anything.
I hope that Embiid saw when he was taking them threes in the corner that you let the three-point shooters take the threes and you get your game together.
Yeah, come on, man. It was just an exhibition, bro. You don't have to put it under a microscope to bring out flaws in their game. It's only their second year in the league.
Now, look, one other thing about the Greek Freak, it was crazy. When the process started, Greek Freak got drafted. Fran Fischino said he's 3 years away from being 3 years away. That was 6 years ago, Mike. He's arrived. This boy on a 2K is a 95.
Yeah, except he can't shoot it, but he's tremendous.
I was trying to explain to my friend, I hope Ben Simmons and B go on that same path from their sixth year that they damn near 99 all the way around. Just from the development of watching Antetokounmpo. Here's a 13th pick. Ben was the number one pick. He should
all right, AJ, I got to give you the presidential trivia.
No, I'm going to give you the trick.
No, you're changing the rules.
No, let me just ask you, because I'm thinking of somebody else. Who was universally known amongst black people as the first black president?
Clinton.
There you go, Mike. Ding, ding.
Come on, man. Of course. Do that. All right, see, now the question, I'm out of time for the question. I can't give it to him now. I'll give it to him 4 o'clock hour for the next question, which is a great question. Actually has to do with Black History Month. 610-632-0975. Two open lines. You watch on the TV, grab them. Two open lines. 610-632-0975. Back after this.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.